Today on Clearing the Clutter Inside and Out, we are talking about organizing tips. Have you decluttered and become stumped when it came to organizing your space? Looking for tips to stretch space? Need some ideas to spark getting your space organized? Let's continue our month as we focus on getting organized.
Ready to clear your clutter and share your gifts with the world? Every Tuesday at 1 p.m., join award-winning professional organizer, author, and certified life coach Julie Caraccio on Clearing the Clutter Inside and Out, as she teaches you how to navigate the waters to declutter your life. Julie Caraccio destroys the box and examines clutter in all areas: physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, energetic, relationships, health, finances, and more.
Today, I'm going to be sharing organizing tips for different areas of the house. These are really general, but I'm hopeful that you can use them or they will spark some ideas from you. Don't forget about your resources like Pinterest, a lot of groovy stuff on YouTube. There are lots of resources out there. And don't forget, we're going to be talking repurposing next week. Good. The kitchen. Consider open shelving where you could put cookbooks, baskets, serving bowls, so they can be decorative as well as help you get organized. How about a wall grid or a ceiling rack? My grandmother growing up had one of those ceiling racks for pots and pans. Again, getting clever with the walls and the ceiling to utilize extra space that you wouldn't think of, especially if you have a small area. You could consider under cabinet appliances such as a coffee maker, a microwave, lighting, or a dish towel rod. Magnetic strips along the backsplash can hold knives or other cooking utensils, and I'd encourage you to put there what you use frequently. If you have a super small kitchen, you could consider getting a cart that had a cutting board or butcher block top and had cabinet space, so you could have something portable for food preparation that you could store, perhaps say if you have a larger dining room, and that you would have space to store it in there. Cookbooks and recipes. Do you use only a handful of recipes? I shared a stat on another episode where they say that we make the same 9 recipes again and again. So if that's you, consider keeping the recipes and tossing the books. You can scan and file electronically, or photocopy and file if you want a paper version. You could make an online cookbook. You could use Google Docs and store your recipes, and that would allow you to search by ingredient, course, or location. If you find a recipe that you like and try, you can store it. If it's not a match, you delete it. The method that I use is I do a lot of pinning for recipes. And if I like it, I pin it and try it, and then it goes into Evernote where I keep all of my food recipes. Pinterest and Evernote are a great resource to do that, how I use that. They had Evernote food and deleted it, which I was really bummed out about because that was really awesome, but that's sometimes the downside of apps. So if you're worried about that, I would encourage you to have a paper copy. That way there'll be no issue to lose it. And I found that Evernote's really great too, because if I don't want to go through Pinterest, then I'll just Google recipes. I see how many stars they've gotten, and then I put the link in Evernote. And then again, if I try and don't like it, it's easy to delete. So come up with a system for the recipes, and then you can give your cookbooks away to a friend or the library. Our library has an annual sale, so I always try to donate my books there so they can get some money back. The garage. Group in categories that make sense to you. Some things you might find in a garage are lawn and garden care, automotive, decorative, tools, sports, etc. You can use pegboards for tools. Get creative with shelving. And remember, we want to try to get things off the floor and gain space, because if we have items on the floor, they are more likely to morph into clutter. Get creative. When we were remodeling our downstairs half bath, we took out the little cabinet in the sink. We donated the sink. And when we were donating the sink, they had just gotten a big drop off from an office space that was remodeling. And so we grabbed a really great door. And my husband said to me just the other day, he said, I wish we'd have grabbed another door because I would have cut it up and made shelving for our closet because these were really beautiful doors. I was really kind of surprised that they were letting these go. So anyway, brought home the door. We had the lower cabinet space of the sink, bathroom sink that we had let go. And so Tony, my husband, put the door on the bathroom sink. And he's one of these guys that just is very creative and does a lot of handyman stuff. And so that's one of his workspace areas because it's nice and flat for him to work on it. And we have everything organized below of what his projects. Don't forget the ceiling. There are lots of storage options. It's a great place, and I would suggest putting things you don't access frequently, such as luggage, decorations, or maybe your pet carriers. Now remember, in the garage, you are going to be subjected, or your items, I should say, to outdoor elements. So it's very important that you want to containerize them or cover items that might be affected by dust, rain, such as pet carriers or luggage. Create a map near the garage door with groups and categories where everything's stored. Now, these aren't organizing tips for your space, but I wanted to share this because they're safety tips for the garage. Make sure you dispose of hazardous materials properly. Make sure highly flammable materials are tightly sealed and closed and locked if you're storing them. Allow for 20 inches around the furnace and take the time to match the paint to the rooms that you have in your home, the current paint scheme, and release the rest. Basements, make sure when you're organizing, you keep the drain clear. I suggest using waterproof plastic bins. And you know those packets of silica gel that you get with your sneakers or shoes and you're like, why am I getting these? Those are great to put in plastic bins in the basement because they help absorb moisture. I'm going to suggest using wooden pallets. Those are usually easy to find because they help get items off the floor. I read somewhere once there are two types of basements, those that have flooded and those that have yet to flood. So you're going to want to make sure, I suggest at least a foot off the floor, and that you have them in plastic bins, you have wooden pallets as an option to get off the floor. Make sure that you leave space around the fuse box, furnace, and water heater. And this is a great place to have smoke and carbon monoxide detectors and fire extinguishers. And I would not suggest using cardboard boxes down here because they could get wet and then you could ruin things. At my college reunion, my friend brought our yearbook and it was all when something gets waterlogged like a yearbook, it's just, yeah, we had a flood and it was in a cardboard box and so it got soaked in water. Here is also a great place where you can utilize wall space, again, putting shelving or something. It might be more of a challenge to use ceiling space. One, you might have beams, so you might not have complete ceiling space. But depending on if you would drill into something, you just need to make sure what the difference is and maybe something that's not too heavy because you might not have a lot of space to be able to drill in.
Do you keep saying you'll declutter, get organized, or pursue your dream someday, but someday hasn't come? Learn how Julie Caraccio can support you at reawakenyourbrilliance.com.
Bathroom. Keep flat surfaces clear because this is a place in the bathroom, especially if you have more than one person or things can really easily get cluttered. Don't forget to get rid of expired meds, but don't flush them down the toilet. See if your town has a turn-in day. And I'd encourage you not to store extra supplies here when you're getting organized. Use the vertical space. You've probably seen something that you can put behind the toilet. That is going to give you much more space. You can use something in the shower to store your shampoo and your conditioner and your body soap so that you don't need to have all those big containers in there. You can use baskets and pull out. I love the pull out baskets that you can use in little cabinets for space. And again, shelving is something you can get creative with. Use a mirror that is also a cabinet, a medicine cabinet, so you have room to store things there as well. Closet. Look at adjusting shelves. Maybe with a little adjustment, you will create space. Utilize your doors and walls. I have a hanging shoe rack behind the door that was left by the people who I purchased the house from. You can also store items underneath your bed. However, that's bad feng shui, but I just throw that out there as an option. If you adjust the shelves, also look at repositioning or removing rods. Again, just doing some configuring and tweaking might create more space. If you have a lot of clothes, considering storing off-season in another room or closet, and then that way you'll have enough room for what you're wearing currently. Check out those slim hangers because they can also create extra space for your clothes. Or perhaps you have room for a container on the floor to store items. These aren't rooms area, but these are other tips that I have found are useful for clients. Gifts. Create a gift shelf. There's no more stress over last minute shopping, and your time and money are spread out over the year. Find one consistent place to store. We talked about that in last week's episode, finding one consistent home. It could be under the bed, in a linen closet, in the attic. Boxes of uniform size come in handy for easy storage and stacking. Keep some type of inventory so you know what you have in your boxes. Re-gift, but make sure you write down who gave it to you. You don't want a Seinfeld moment. This way, if you create a gift shelf, you can be on the lookout throughout the year at flea markets, yard sales, estate sales. At the beginning of the year, determine all the birthdays, anniversaries, etc., occasions that you need to buy for. Create separate lists for people and occasions. Write down the gift ideas, sizes, hobbies, and the year, and a monetary limit. Don't forget that. If we write a limit, we won't overspend. Keep the master gift list in your purse or wallet. Go through your list at the beginning of the month. And if you always have that on you, or if you want to keep it in an app, you're at the yard sale, be like, oh my gosh, Susie would love this, and you can pick it up. Get out the door quickly. Create an area for everyday items such as mail. If you have a family, create an area for each child so they put their coats, backpacks, etc. A location for borrowed items such as library books or movies. Have often used items in easy reach. It's easier to put mail into an open cubby than a drawer. Have an open mailbox system. You have a label slots for permission slips, bills to be filed, etc. If you have younger kids, put their name or pictures for labels, and you want storage that's easy reach for them. If they can shove something on the shelf, you have a better chance of keeping it neat. Hooks for kids, coats, and et cetera at their level. Make it easier for the kids. The easier it is, the more likely they are to do it. I suggest having higher rows and hooks and cubbies for adult gear, paperwork, and anything that's out of season. Don't forget the pets. Have an area or hooks for leashes, waste pickup, and cleanup. I also suggest having near the door a recycling bin or a trash can for whatever you need to throw out. Organizing a family calendar. Have everyone's activities, appointments, and meetings on one central calendar. Use different colors to differentiate between different family members. If you have a physical calendar, consider having a pocket to store permission slips, invitations, and your colored pens to write. You do it electronically, designate an area where you can easily find the invitations, permission slips, etc. Add invitations and appointments as soon as you decide yes. Also encourage you schedule family nights, date nights, you nights. These are flexible from week to week, but write them down on the calendar. Make these a keep at all cost appointment. You want to be organized, you want to have a decluttered mind, you want to be well rested considering adding these appointments. You can use something like Widgio, which is an online calendar, or Google Calendars if you want to go electronically. Some tips for family health records. Have vital records on all your family and pets. Create a medical reference file that includes the birth date, doctor's names, and phone number insurance that's current. Compile a list of current health, allergies, including food, major health issues, and surgeries and medical history. Include prescription and over-the-counter meds, dietary and herbal supplements, and vitamins and minerals. For each, give a name of the doctor who prescribed, why you're taking it, how much, and any special instructions. Finally, some general organizing tips. Have less stuff coming into your living space. If you don't own it, you don't have to organize it. Have a place for everything, your bills, your mails, whatever is necessary for you to keep around. Say no to hand-me-downs, reading materials, beauty samples, whatever your clutter kryptonite is. Learn where you are challenged and where you tend to collect and what clutter it is that you correct. When you're aware of that, you can start to solve it and not bring it in the home. Simplify, simplify, simplify. Do you need 5 serving bowls, 6 types of hair conditioner, and 7 sets of sheets? Probably not. So see where you can simplify. Stop thinking you're saving for someone or they thought that they could use it. They probably can't. You worry about you and trust others that you love will get what they need when they need it. Take actions from today's podcast. Group your items into categories that make sense to you and how you would go to retrieve it. Look to stretch or create space by moving rods or shelving. Create more space by utilizing wall or ceiling space. Stop it before it starts. If you don't buy it, you don't have to organize it. In our bonus episode next month, we'll talk to a woman who changed her life by getting organized. Go out, clear the clutter to create the life you choose, deserve, and desire.
Ready to live a more joyful and fulfilling life? Sign up for our newsletter at reawakenyourbrilliance.com and receive a free copy of 10 Steps to Clearing Clutter Inside and Out. If you enjoyed today's episode, please rate and review Clearing the Clutter Inside and Out. See you next Tuesday at 1 p.m. We'll be right back.